From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. Local officials want Governor Mills to veto a temporary ban on data centers they say will end the $550 million redevelopment of a former paper mill in Jay. Franklin County Commissioner Tom Saviello says the project deserves a carve-out from the bill passed by lawmakers.
Because if someone had done their homework on it and realized that it doesn't have the environmental impact some of these greenfield mega sites have, they would have said, oh, that's a no-brainer. Let's just exempt that and move on.
The law would block new data centers for 18 months while the state studies potential restrictions on the facilities. Mills has until Saturday to veto, sign, or let the bill become law. Penobscot Island Air, which serves Islesboro, North Haven, Vinyl Haven, and Matinicus, will resume mail delivery today after suspending service yesterday due to lack of payment from the U.S. Postal Service. Sean Creeley is president of Waters Aero Marine, which operates the regional airline. He says the Postal Service told the company Tuesday it'll pay 25% of its balance by the end of the week. Creeley says the Postal Service owes the company nearly $390,000 for deliveries dating back to 2023.
People expect the mail to come, so this was our sort of small stand here to say that we can't keep operating as a business writ large unless, you know, we get paid for actually providing the service that we do.
A spokesperson for the Postal Service said the agency does not publicly discuss details about its business relationships. Governor Janet Mills visited a child care center in Brunswick today to sign into law an expansion of the state's free school meal program. The so-called Apple Act allocates nearly $900,000 to a grant program to fund meals at off-site preschool programs. State Senator Maddie Daughtry, the bill's sponsor, says it's meant to fill a gap in school nutrition.
If we're going to offer free school meals, it should be universal free school meals, like a student walking in one door of a public preschool that's based in a school building versus one that's based in an amazing place like this shouldn't have two different access to meals.
One in five Maine children are food insecure, according to the nonprofit group Feeding America. Governor Mills also signed into law a measure giving local jails more flexibility in accepting immigration detainees. The law, sponsored by Democratic State Senator Rachel Talbot Ross, clarifies that municipal and county jails are not obligated under state law to hold people who are arrested on civil immigration charges alone. The measure was sparked by an effort to get the Cumberland County Jail to stop housing Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees. Sheriff Kevin Joyce said at the time he was obligated under state law to accept federal detainees. The new law will go into effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns. Airplanes that fly into the Portland International Jetport from the east can now approach over the water instead of over South Portland neighborhoods. The Federal Aviation Administration published the new approach last week, says Assistant Airport Director Zach Sundquist. He says new GPS technology makes the change possible.
Right now, we expect about 80% of our passenger airliners are equipped with the equipment that would allow them to fly this approach.
Sundquist says the new approach is the culmination of more than two decades of work to address community members' concerns about noise. Hundreds of Republican loyalists from across Maine will gather at the Augusta Civic Center later this week for the party's state convention. Kevin Miller has more.
State party conventions serve in many ways as the official kickoff for election season. It's when the most active members come together to adopt a platform laying out the party's ideological priorities. And it's a chance to hear from people running for office. And there will be plenty of candidate speeches at the Republican convention on Friday and Saturday. Senator Susan Collins will talk about her high-profile run for a sixth term. Former Governor Paul LePage will address the crowd as the presumed nominee for Maine's 2nd Congressional District. And the seven men hoping to win the Republican nomination for governor will also each be given time to make their case for votes during the June 9th primary. The Maine Democratic Party will hold its state convention on May 1st and May 2nd in Portland. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The University of New England is launching a new Institute of Public and Planetary Health, bringing together public health, environmental science, politics, and other disciplines. Provost Gwen Mahan says one goal is to prepare students to share their subject matter expertise in climate or healthcare with the public.
How to lobby, how to advocate, how to make a difference, how to communicate to various different audiences to translate their knowledge into impact.
Mahon says the Institute kicked off operations a couple weeks ago and will add programs over the summer and fall. The Institute is made possible by a $5 million gift from David Evans Shaw, founder of IDEX Laboratories. Climate distress and eco-anxiety are on the rise, especially for young people, but studies show that the arts can be a powerful tool to process the big, thorny emotions that surround the climate crisis. For Earth Week, Maine Public's Molly Anking spoke with Megan Sterling, poet laureate of Gardner, Maine, about how writing poetry helps her process emotions and prepares her to take action.
About 24 students have convened in a cafe at Thomas College in Waterville to hear Megan Sterling read her poems that deal with the climate crisis and the natural world. She explains to the group that some were written about a decade ago when she was pregnant and living in North Carolina, where, at the time, wildfires were choking the sky with smoke.
Asheville, which was such a glorious, artsy town, right, was submerged in smoke. It felt like everything was being destroyed.
After the wildfires, Sterling and her partner moved to Maine, where she began writing about the experience. That's when she first got the idea for a book of poems inspired by the climate crisis.
I was writing these fraught poems about what it is to have a baby and the world to be on fire. And I wanted to connect with other writers who were worrying about the same things. And one day I was at a reading, and this woman gets up and she begins to read a poem about her climate terror for her grandchildren. And I thought, oh my gosh, someone else.
Sterling co-edited the work of 65 writers from around the state for a poetry anthology titled A Dangerous New World, Maine Voices on the Climate Crisis, published in early 2020 with a foreword from Governor Janet Mills. From her home in Gardner, Sterling says having a sense of community is one of the things that makes her feel better in the face of climate change. And processing her emotions by writing poetry about the climate crisis is another. This poem, entitled Codicil, was written during her time in North Carolina.
To you, my daughter, whose earth may not be my earth, whose earth may be scorched with flames, whose earth may be ripped apart by gunfire and blood, whose earth may wilt under the heat of a too near sun, whose earth may reveal her ocean beds to be desert skin, whose earth may be hardened with sand and rock, whose earth may wither dry as a peach stone.
What gives you hope when we think and talk about climate change?
I really love this generation of kids. I think they're pretty amazing, accepting, interesting, powerful group of humans. And so I think getting to know young people and having a child actually fills me with hope.
And that hope for the next generation is reflected in the end of the poem.
To you, I bequeath all the courage in all the birds and flowers, water and stones, all the toughness of trees, and the heart to love enough to be strong enough, stronger than we were.
Megan Sterling is currently organizing a poetry festival in Gardner for the final weekend in May, and she intends to teach another climate poetry workshop in the fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Molly Enking.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, electric vehicles. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.